Here's a thought about my Sirius camera. It's actually not about my Sirius camera. It's about my thoughts about my Sirius camera. And in order to introduce this topic, I suppose I should explain that I believe that a huge part of being an artist is introspective analysis, is looking inside for how we react, how we feel, how we think, what our predispositions are, what our prejudices are, what our habits are. Being an artist isn't just about producing work, it's about why we produce work, as well as what we do and how we do it. And it was one of those little moments of introspection when I had a realization that I haven't been aware of before. Maybe I've felt this way my whole life, but isn't it odd how you can be involved in photography for 50 years like I've been and still discover new things that can radically change the way you think about what you do? And this is one of those. I realized I have a troubling mindset that I have difficulty discarding that idea that my gear is either serious or not. That is to say, I have a camera that I consider my serious camera, and then I have another camera that I consider is not my serious camera. And I take a completely different mindset to these two different cameras. That's silly. It's ridiculous. It's habitual, but it's also wrong. Because when I go back and look at what I actually produce, at the projects that I do, I intermix the serious camera and the not serious camera images in the same project, and they're indistinguishable from another. It's not like I have a good camera that does what? High resolution and superior lenses, and then a crappy camera that has bad lenses. That's not the case. Both cameras are perfectly capable of making great images. But when I pick them up, there's a switch that gets flipped in my brain, one that says, okay, this is serious. Work more intensely, use a deeper form of concentration and sensitivity, and make a serious picture. Create art. But then when I pick up the other camera, and I know it's not as good a camera in some regards, it's a less expensive camera, it doesn't have all the features as my serious camera, somehow I don't treat it with the same respect, with the same capabilities as my more serious camera, even though it makes wonderful photographs. And, as I say, indistinguishable photographs from my more serious camera. Why is it that gear can influence how we approach the process of making a photograph? How is it that we've established this sort of mindset that equates seriousness or quality or importance with the gear that we use? I know that's silly. I know it intellectually. But when I pick up that lesser camera, it immediately invokes a lesser sense of seriousness. And I need to let go of this prejudice because it's just getting in the way of making images that I know I could be making. And once I had this thought, I started thinking about other pieces of gear that may have an attendant prejudice with them. For example, when I pull out my tripod, that's serious. When I do handheld photography, that's not. It doesn't make any sense. But my mind slips a gear, and it's almost as though I'm not in control of that, and I need to be. What about print size? I know that if I make a bigger print, it's more serious than a smaller print. But it isn't. Because what counts is not the size of the print, but the size of the impact it makes on the viewer. I've been preaching that lesson as long as I've been teaching photography, that there is no equivalence between print size and quality, or print size and importance, or print size and seriousness of the artwork. But I can't seem to let go of the actual work that I do. When I pull out that big piece of paper on my big printer, somehow my mindset shifts into, this is more serious, and it's silly, and it shouldn't be that way. And maybe now that I'm conscious of that subconscious reaction to gear, maybe I can start to take control of that. And from time to time, make a serious photograph with my smartphone, or with my smaller camera, or with, God forbid, a camera with a fixed lens. There are so many of these little prejudices that slither their way into our consciousness, and it's almost as though that's one of the battles we need to engage in order to further our artistic intentions and not let the equipment influence our photography, or at least not let the equipment influence our efforts.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.